Okay, our Friday Take-A-Mania that we do at 9 o'clock every Friday for the worst takes, where we have a champion that has to get unseated each week, that has to get knocked off his perch. We've had one of our strongest champions running right now, Hayden Winks, with his take that the DeAndre Hopkins trade was actually a win for the Texans. That'll be on display again at 9 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll see if it can get knocked off its perch. We occasionally like to play some of the audio that may show up on Friday. This one was making the rounds earlier this week, and it's relevant to the Texans because it's an AFC South take. So we'll probably hear this today and tomorrow, but worth playing here. Mike Tannenbaum, who is on ESPN, he's a former GM for the New York Jets. Of all the former front office types that I see on TV, he's the one that I would say he's the one most likely to wind up in Take-A-Mania on a frequent basis.
Yeah,
he's got some hot takes. And that may have been the goal of this segment, to have a hot take, but he seems pretty serious about this one. Mike Tannenbaum picking the Titans to win the AFC South.
Really on a hot streak, you know, with some of your takes. And I'm told that you have another bold one.
Cam Ward, the first pick overall, Molly, is going to lead the Tennessee Titans to the AFC South Division champion. And he
will lost your damn mind. This year?
Right now.
Not you're insane.
Are you kidding?
That's ridiculous.
Well, look at his track record. He started off at a Carnegie Award. He went to Washington
State. I'm not saying what he's not going to eventually do. You're saying year one.
Who's better in that division?
C.J. Stroud?
He's also going to be the best quarterback. I love C.J. Stroud, but when you have five new offensive linemen, Mr. Woody, you will attest to that. That doesn't happen overnight, and he was sacked 52 times a year ago.
You brought that up, Stephen A.
So Cam Ward is going to have great protection. They signed Dan Moore from Pittsburgh.
I got reservations about Houston's offensive line. I got reservations about everything in Tennessee. Everything.
You should be.
What are you talking about?
They got two veteran receivers in Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley.
Oh, my
Lord. They got a good running back in Tony
Pollard. Cam Ward can play. I like him. But I'm just saying, yeah, what?
And they have a great offensive line. Look what a great offensive line has done for some of these young quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, amongst others. My point is, I think Tennessee, Cam Ward is the most unheralded first pick overall.
You're damn, because he doesn't talk. Not because we haven't seen him play. We've seen him perform collegiately. We know he was worthy of being the number one overall pick. He just doesn't say much. He's one of the quietest number one overall picks we've ever seen.
And most
we got
talented,
that part.
And talented.
He can ball. Why anybody saying he can't ball?
So you want to take Daniel Jones over him?
Of course not.
Okay.
I said C.J. Stroud. That's what I said.
Yeah, I understand that. But look, when you look at Houston, it is a fatal flaw. When you can't protect a great quarterback, I'd rather take Cam Ward and that offensive line than C.J. Stroud and that offensive
line.
Woody,
you're awfully quiet.
Listen, it's not the worst take that I've heard from Mike T. I will tell you, it's not the worst.
The reason Damian Woody was quiet right there, Damian Woody, former offensive lineman for the Patriots, who's a frequent first take panelist as well. The reason he was quiet is because he's like, Tannenbaum, don't drag me into your horrible take.
He forgot. The whole thing was, if he would have...
Damian will tell you.
I'm willing to entertain anything. Look, 2 years ago, if people said the Texans were going to win the division, they would have gotten laughed off of first take.
Yep.
So let's look at what the actual argument was. And if he would have stuck to the offensive line, he could have had something. He made a couple mistakes, though, in A, saying they've got a great offensive line.
Yeah.
I think that they
the
could
Titans,
have an improvement.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, the who do you mention? Dan Moore.
Dan Moore.
It's been a while since Dan Moore was it's fine. He's an adequate offensive lineman.
He gave him a ton of money. Dan Moore.
So, like, saying that he's got a great offensive line is a stretch. But then he also asked, who else is in the division? As if in his mind he really didn't understand that C.J. Stroud was in the division.
Yeah.
He asked that rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Not expecting to get such a slap immediately. I do have an issue. You know, I tend not to criticize people for mispronouncing things because I do it myself so frequently. But did he say in Cardigan Word?
I thought he said in Carnegie Word, like Carnegie Mellon. I thought the same thing, Seth. I was like, I'm going to let that
Cardigan.
Go. Yeah.
He comes from Cardigan Word.
He started off at a Cardigan Word.
Yeah. He's wearing a cardigan.
Cardigan Word. And then he folds his arms like this after he says Word.
He plays in a cardigan. Word.
Yeah, Word.
So. But no. My favorite by far.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, the best and worst part of that argument was they have veteran wide receivers. Hey, they don't have three rookie wide receivers.
Yeah.
They've got Van Jefferson.
Yeah, yeah.
Calvin Ridley, ever heard of him?
Tyler
and
Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. He didn't retire.
Yeah. I love Tyler Lockett coming out of Kansas State in 2016. Yeah.
They've got receivers who have not yet retired, Sean.
Oh,
that's a big plus for an NFL
that's
team.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is, okay, people weighing in on this. These are back-to-back texts from different people. I can't believe I'm rooting for Stephen A. Smith in an argument. That's how dumb that take is. Very next text. The worst part about this take is I'm taking sides with Stephen A. Smith. That's a good barometer for how bad a take is.
It is. It's just so quickly. I mean, I feel like if you're going to have a take that aggressive, you gotta come better prepared than he did right there. The first words out of your mouth when challenged can't be who are the other quarterbacks in that division.
Yeah.
Do you even have an argument? Now, he did, to his credit, he had an argument as to why he thinks Cam Ward can fare better because of the offensive line issues.
Yeah.
But he went too far in saying it's a great offensive line.
Yes.
It's not. Far. It's not. They were one of the worst offensive lines in the league the last couple of years. It's like I'm optimistic that the Texans' offensive line is going to be improved. There's no way in hell I'm going to sit here and say they're a great offensive line.
No,
right now.
No. Yeah. Totally. So that'll show up tomorrow then. That's worthy of being in. Don't say if it's better or worse than Hayden Wink. So we don't want to, you know, that's for
it's
tomorrow.
It's tough for a prediction to win because
that's
so
hard
to actually predict things. There's so many bad predictions that end up being the exactly correct prediction.
Yep. But it'll show up. It made the cut. It'll show up tomorrow. I've got a few more lined up for tomorrow.
Although
where
the prediction is one thing. If you predict that the Titans are going to win the division, that's never going to be a bad take in and of itself. It's how horrendous his arguments were.
Correct. In case.
They've got Tony Pollard, which are like Tony Pollard did better than I think probably people would have thought or what have you. But I'm not hanging my hat on him as the guy that's going to drive them to winning the division.
If you are, you're a 6-win team at best. If Tony Pollard is the straw that stirs the drink, then he's that's where you are. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Rob Stone of Fox is going to join us at 9 o'clock. He's already in Columbus for Ohio State and Texas. He's, of course, the host of Big Noon Saturday on Fox. We'll preview the big matchup between Texas and Ohio State, talk some college football with Rob Stone at 9 o'clock today. Up next, we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans. Kind of did a rundown of a few of the really key positions, and one of the more, I would say, head-scratching decisions roster-wise. What was the reason for this? We'll hear from the Texans head coach coming up next.